This is our first hour of the first day of our fall pledge drive, the Saints Heroes for All Time pledge drive. So give us a shout. Let us know who your saint is. And while you do that, let us know why you love the quest. Here's how you can be a part of these 3 days. I need you to give us a call at 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. You can call that number and say, hey, I really want to be a part of this work that the Holy Spirit is already doing. How do I get involved? And one way you can get involved is by helping pledge your gifts to the quest. You can also visit us online at thequestatlanta.com, or you can click on there and download the mobile app. You can donate safe and securely online, or again, that phone number, 470-508-1160. I want to share with you a little snippet this morning from the Gospel of Luke, the readings today. And so this is from the readings from the Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you.
And it's talking about giving alms right there.
Exactly.
In front of us.
Right there.
We didn't plan that.
No, we don't have to. The Holy Spirit has the plan. We just have to show up. Yeah. So we're here. When we're here to invite you, and you're thinking, oh, yeah, okay, there, go. First guilt trip, first Catholic guilt trip. No, you know, and I'll tell you this. There are two ways that the Lord invites us into a relationship with him, either through perfect contrition or imperfect contrition. Okay, the imperfect is fear. So you that sense of, I don't want to die and go to hell, so then I'm going to go to confession. That's fine. The Lord will take it, but that's not what he prefers. He really prefers that we respond to him in love, and that's perfect contrition. Perfect contrition is saying, Lord, I am sorry that I've offended you because I love you. Lord, I want to be part of this work because I love you. So we're inviting you to perfect contrition. If you want, if fear is the only thing that's going to drive you, fine, but it's not going to last. You need to act out of love. And I can tell you, over these next 3 days, you're going to hear stories of love. Stories of how the Lord has worked in love through the lives of our brothers and sisters, through our lives here in Catholic Radio, especially through the quest here in Atlanta. So be a part of this work. You want to see the Holy Spirit working in your life. Be a part of this work because you're going to see him working not only in this work, but also in your life. So give us a call, 470-508-1164. 470-508-1160. Sometimes I talk really fast because I get a little too excited about this work, so I need to slow down. But that's the phone number, 470-508-1160, or you can go online at thequestatlanta.com or download the mobile app, and you can donate. Can you donate from the mobile app or just from the website?
Yes, you can.
There's a donate now button on the app.
There you go.
So it's waiting there right for you. If you feel invited, if you feel a tug at your heart, just reach out. And no amount is too little, although realize that we are funded solely through you, solely through the listeners. So we're a listener-supported station, and we rely on your gifts. So we hope that you can make us a part of your monthly budget and support Catholic Radio.
And I'm going to challenge you folks. You know, sometimes we have this. So the word tithe, if you go back to the word itself, means 10%. So just the word tithe means 10%. Of course, we know from Scripture we're called to tithe. You can also go back to Cain and Abel and learn, you know, look at that story about why Cain's gift was not acceptable and Abel's was. And I'm going to give you kind of a hint here. First fruits is the important phrase here. And sometimes we say, Lord, I am going to give to this great work, but wait, let me wait till the end of the month to see how much money I have left. That's not first fruits. First fruits is giving from your need, giving from your, even from your want, and saying, Lord, I absolutely trust in you. I've interviewed so many bishops across the nation at pledge drives, but one phrase that stands out to me from one of the bishops in Montana, he said, a gift of money is always a gift of faith. A gift from your financial resources is always a gift of faith because you are saying, Lord, I trust that tomorrow you will take care of me so that I can make good on this pledge. All right, take a step of faith. In the cities where the Lord could not perform any miracles, consistently, what was said in Scripture? He could not perform any miracles in that town because of their lack of faith. You don't want the Lord to not work in your life because of your lack of faith. So step out in faith and say, Lord, I know that all you've given me is a gift. All that you've given me is from you. I give it back to you without question, without strings attached. I give back to you all that you've given to me so that you can do this work. All that you, now you're thinking, so Steve, I just got to write my whole check from my savings account. If that's what the Lord's calling you to do, I won't say no. But here's the thing. Say that to the Lord and then ask him, so what does that mean for me, Lord? What would you like me to do? What does giving you all mean for me? Now, for my family, it means that everything we have outside of our means to pay for our bills and take care for our family belongs to somebody else. So when I have my house, my kids have food, we have schooling, and we have a place to live, everything else belongs to somebody else. And so the question has to be asked, Lord, how do I serve you with this work? How do I serve you with all this? Because we're not called to be comfortable. We're called to greatness. That's what Pope Benedict XVI had said when he was elected to be Pope. He really didn't want to. He was in his 80s, and he really just wanted to quietly rest and write books. And when he said he went into prayer, and the Lord said to him, you are not called to comfort, O man. You are called to greatness. And that's a phrase that he's shared, and we've used in many of our men's ministries over the years. You are not called to comfort. We are called to greatness. So give us a call. And here's a call to that number, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. Rosalyn, you have a thought?
And, you know, many of us think sometimes that we're not worthy, but we're all called in one way, shape, or form. You know, being uncomfortable is stretching ourselves and being accepting God's call, basically, to be, to work towards being a saint. You know, saints are humans that have lived on this earth and have failed like you and I. You know, we're all sinners. We're all here and imperfect. But if we take the next best step and go where we feel nudged, then we know that we're in the right place, and we continue to pray to the Holy Spirit. But that's where saints that have gone before us can help us along the journey. You know, as October 12th, the feast of Blessed Carlo Acutis, you know, he died at 15 years old, and he's blessed. It just is amazing. The number, the shape, you're never too young, you're never too old. And sometimes we question our worth, but we're all worthy and we all have that purpose. So please call in 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.
One of the great things about it is the Lord doesn't wait for us to become worthy. It's a Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us that the Lord died on the cross for us, even in this from directly from Scripture, but yet when we were sinners, yet when we were still sinners, he died upon the cross for us. He didn't wait for us to become worthy of him. And so often in my life, I'm sitting there, okay, the Lord's not working in my life because I'm not worthy. And the Lord's like, no, I'm working in your life. You're just not listening. I'm working. I'm right here. You're just not looking. So don't let your feeling of unworthiness stop you. And more than anything, okay, do not let fear stop you. Okay, it's normal to feel fear and trepidation. That's normal. But don't let it stop you from taking that step forward, okay? Christ said in Scripture, and this is the story where, if you remember the story where he was, the man came to him, I believe it was a Pharisee or a Sadducee, came to him and said, my daughter's dying, come and heal her. And so he's heading on his way to heal her, and that's when the woman who's hemorrhaging touches his cloak, and he says, power goes from me, so she's healed, right? And he gets stopped, and the leader from the community comes back and says, the people came to him and said, forget it. Your daughter has died. And he says, Lord, I'm sorry to bother you. My daughter has passed. And he said, fear is useless. What is needed is trust. That's a reminder for our day. Fear is absolutely useless. Okay. He doesn't just say, oh, fear is, you know, okay, but I don't really like it. It's useless. What do we do with things that are useless? We throw it out in the garbage. We throw it in the trash. We get rid of it. Fear is useless. What is needed is trust. So trust in the Lord. Step forward in faith. and see what he does in your life. And we're inviting you to be a part of that, to see that here at The Quest, 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.
And Steve, I think that's where we carry our cross each day, right? So each day is a new day, and each day we have various choices. And, you know, that's where we can kind of carry that Easter season with us, that Paschal mystery, that die, rise, and go forth. And part of that dying is trusting in the Lord and where we're called to be. And I think each of us has separate and unique gifts. And that's what makes us, you know, so very special, is that, is these gifts that we can go and evangelize in our own unique way. And as I mentioned earlier, blessed Carlo Acutis, he evangelized through the internet and through cataloging Eucharistic miracles. So there were a list of miracles that have traveled throughout the nation and actually the world. I've seen them here in Atlanta at Holy Spirit Parish before, and they were just sharing the miracles that God brings to each one of us. But we all have our purpose. We all have that cross that we carry, and we're not saying it's going to be easy, but we are here to be in community, support each other along this mission and this journey that God has us on.
Absolutely. 470-508-1160. This is The Quest. If you just joined us, AM 1160, this is our 3-day pledge drive. Saints, heroes for all time is our theme this morning. Folks, we've already talked about St. Joseph, St. Rita, and Blessed Carlo Acutis. Who is your favorite saint? Who is your favorite saint? How have they worked in your life? How do you, a lot of times with the saints, we really kind of, we connect with their story. And so one of my favorite saints is St. Peter, because he just jumps forward and does things. And one moment in Scripture, you'll see he says, "Oh, you are the Son of God." And the Lord says, "You're right. This is only coming to you from the Holy Spirit." And the next moment, he's like, "Lord, don't die. You can't die. Where were you going?" He's like, "Get behind me, you Satan." And I'm kind of like that, where I'm like, "Lord, this is like, oh, this is you, Lord." He's like, "Yeah." And then I'm like, "Lord, this is you." He's like, "No, that's not me. Okay, you totally got it wrong." And so I kind of jump from the right thing to the stupid thing, for the right thing. And so really, St. Peter, went in prayer, and every time in Scripture, I really am drawn to his personality. I feel hope that I don't have to be perfect for the Lord to work in my life. When Peter, who was, he's the first head of the church, the first pope of the Catholic faith, and yet the Lord worked through
him. And he had his doubts, right?
Exactly.
So we all are going to start doubting, and you can't let Satan in. You just have to always look for the light, always look for the purpose, and be able to move on.
Exactly. Folks, this, again, is our pleasure. We want to give a kind of a little shout-out here to a few people who have joined us so far. Giselle checked in, and she gave a nice gift from Sandy Spring. So, Giselle, thank you for that. Also, Helga checked in. Thank you, Helga, for your very nice gift. Sloan. Gave these all three gave in online, so we thank you for that gift. Also, Madeline, Sloan is from Raleigh. Madeline called in and gave a gift, and then also online, Lara. Okay, sorry. I apologize. I'm gonna say some names wrong. So if you can call in and say, "Who's the guy who's keeps saying my name wrong?" I will apologize for that. So, Lara, thank you for that gift. I know the phones are ringing over there. I'm hearing them ring. So we're looking for that your gift right now at 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com. We're going to jump to our first interview this hour, and we're honored to be in studio with Carol Tears Smith. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Roz. Good morning, Dom.
I guess I would like to hear a little bit. I know you said it's a long story, so give me the first installment of how the Quest Atlanta got started.
Wow. Well, first of all, before I even say that, I want to thank all the listeners, and I also want to thank all the donors. Today is the third anniversary of us purchasing the station. So what a blessing it's been on all of our lives. So just that is a big shout out and thank you to everyone. But really, I've been a guardian in adoration for a number of years, and about probably about 6 years ago, I was in adoration, and I heard the words, feed my poor. And I knew God was saying something to me because my thoughts would not have been feed my poor. It would have been feed the poor. So I just started a discernment process that lasted over 2 years trying to figure out what did that mean. I started, you know, researching things. I'd worked with, volunteered with St. Vincent de Paul for many years. So I tried to see, is there a new aspect of St. Vincent de Paul he's calling me to do? I got involved with Cristo Rey, a beautiful school with a beautiful mission. And somehow that still didn't seem what it was. And so I just kept looking for those areas where people that serve the poor. And I have a dear friend who is very in touch with the Holy Spirit. And one day I ran into her after a mass and I asked her if she would help me discern what this meant. And I told her, feed my poor. And she's obviously paused a minute to pray to the Holy Spirit. And immediately she said, Carol, you know, it could be the spiritually poor. And I had not even thought of that. And so it got me thinking a little differently, or still just a little puzzled by what God wanted. And more puzzled was, why was I waiting? Why was he waiting so long before he would tell me what it was? I think it's the first time in my life I ever realized that God, that God was asking me to do something. So I was.
But you heard it over and over, and you were listening to that. And discerning, which is what we are asked to do, and always asking the Holy Spirit, you know, what do you want of me?
That's exactly right. I got a little frog in my throat. But yes, so lo and behold, I talked to a lot of priests, and in time, one day after my daughter got married and after I left a job I'd had for about 15 months, I just had the sense that God wanted me to start a Catholic radio station. And I remember telling my husband, Jerry, one day this, and his response was, okay. And then a few days later, he said to me, Carol, what do you know about radio? And obviously, I responded, absolutely nothing. But that's sort of the first installment. God teed it up, and so I now was at a position, was I going to say yes. This was something I totally did. I knew nothing, absolutely nothing about. So after that, there was a, you know, my personality is I'm very risk averse. This is nothing something that I would, you know, some people have said, oh, this is your dream. I was like, this was never my dream. I don't even like being on the radio talking to y'all right now. But God wanted this done. It was time for Catholic radio in Atlanta. And when God wants something, it happens. And let me tell you, this station, I attended a Catholic radio conference in November of 2017. And at the conference, I met a lot of people that were willing to help. And
I hear you ran into the right people, too. It wasn't just attending the conference.
Exactly.
But God put people in front of you that you needed to have conversations with, right?
Yeah, he did. He didn't just he had it all planned out. First thing was at the beginning of the radio conference, there's a retreat a retreat. So you can make sure that you're where you are spiritually. If you're doing God's work, you need to be really close and in touch with God. So this retreat started with reconciliation. And I was standing in this long line for reconciliation during adoration. And I remember I had spoken with a man, Mark Peffer, and his wife, Kelly, who have a radio station here in Gainesville. And they said to meet me at the conference. And so there were hundreds of people at this conference. And I was like, how am I going to notice these people? So I realized, oh, well, I can look at people's name badges. And when I stood there, I looked behind me in line, and there was a woman standing there, and her name badge was Kelly, his wife. So from the very moment God let me know, I've got this, I'm going to put somebody in your path. The next day, I ran into the people at St. Gabriel Radio's, Bill Messerly, and they have been instrumental in the starting of the radio station, and they helped us on every step of the way. And that day, I ended up, because I couldn't find any silverware, I ended up at their table where there was silverware and met his team and have known them ever since. So it's been a beautiful journey. But anyway, I got back to Atlanta after the radio conference, and I started talking to a broker, and we were looking for a radio station. And I told you I'm very risk averse. I was asking the broker millions of questions about radio and about stations that were available, and lo and behold, she was pretty puzzled by why is someone asking so many questions. Well, obviously, I was the only person that was ever attempting to do diligence on a radio station that had no background in radio.
Because you knew nothing about it, like you said. You're walking this journey, but you said yes.
Yeah, that's exactly
And so you
right.
just have to ask the questions that make you feel more comfortable to get you to the next step.
That's exactly right, Rosalind. That's exactly right. So a few weeks later, Beth told me that a man had called her and was looking for radio stations in Atlanta. And I said, hey, I know that man. I was actually listening to his radio station when I got the affirmation from God that I was to start a radio station. And she said, okay. So she started copying me on the emails that she sent to Jim O'Loughlin, who works in radio stations throughout the country, but primarily in Missouri and Kansas City, or Kansas. And so I called him. He immediately picked up the phone and he answered, and he said, Carol, I told him who I was. He said, Carol, how do you know that God's calling you to start Catholic radio? And are we going to stop here?
I want to stop you right there, Carol.
This is a cliffhanger.
I'm going to stop you right there because mm-hmm. we're going to take a little break here. But I want to step away from the microphone so you guys can call in. I'm going to give you a little update. Again, this is The Quest. This is our fall pledge drive. Saints, Heroes for All Time is our theme. This pledge drive, and we're going to need your help, folks. We've got about we're going to need to raise about $3,000 an hour. So far this hour, we've raised $810. Great calls this morning, so thank you. Keep them coming. But we do need to raise another $2,000 this hour. We have another 30 minutes, so if you're out there thinking, well, should I call in this hour? Yes. Okay, that's the answer to that question. The other question you're thinking is, well, what's the phone number? Well, here's that, 470-508-1164. 470-508-1160, or you can give online at thequestatlanta.com. You can also give on the app. But we're going to need your call. And here's an idea. John called in and he said, I'm going to give $30 a month, a buck a day, a dollar a day, a monthly donor. And I'm going to invite you to consider being a monthly donor here. And one of the things, all monthly donors during this pledge drive are going to receive a beautiful Quest mug. And your name is going to be put into a drawing for some beautiful artwork that we posted on our Facebook page. Check it out. If you give as a monthly donor, you're going to get this mug, this Quest mug, and a chance to win this beautiful artwork. So give us a shout, 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160. We do need to raise another $2,000 this hour, and so give us your help. Say yes to the Holy Spirit. He's calling you. This is thequestatlanta.com. You can give on the website or on the mobile app. Again, 470-508-1160. We're going to step away for a few minutes, but our phone lines are going to stay opening, so give us a shout right now, 470-508-1160.
Do you have a friend or family member who's seeking to grow in spirituality? Know someone who's fallen away from their faith? Why not invite them to listen to AM 1160 The Quest? We offer a wide variety of the most prominent voices on Catholic radio. Inviting a friend has never been easier. Now there are four great ways to listen to The Quest. On your radio at AM 1160, online at thequestatlanta.com, on your smart speaker, and on the Quest Atlanta app. Please invite a friend to listen to AM 1160 The Quest today.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Did you know science has already proven that at fertilization, a sperm and egg unite to form a unique human being with DNA separate from that of the mother? Yet, the argument today is not whether that new life is a human being inside the mother's womb. The argument is one of choice. We are told that a mother's right to choose to kill her unborn daughter trumps the daughter's right to choose to not be killed by her mother. What happened to women's rights? Only some women have rights, not all women. Many young women are never given the right to choose if they want to live or die. It's time to take a stand for life. All human life matters. So let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
It's time to get your pledge in for our Saints Heroes of All Time pledge drive. As a 100% listener-supported station, The Quest relies on your donations to stay on the air. Tune in on October 12th through the 14th from 8 to 1 p.m. and 3 to 6 p.m. as local clergy and parishioners share inspiring stories of how God is working in their life while raising much-needed funds. You could show your support now and even dedicate your donations with specific hosts or guests. So please visit thequestatlanta.com to see the pledge drive schedule and to donate. Or you could call 470-508-1160. Your generous donation can help bring others to Christ. So please call 470-508-1160 to pledge now. Thank you for your support.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's V-E-R-Sprite.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
Drive here, Saints Heroes for All Times. This is our pledge drive, and we're so honored that you are joining us, and we are honored to be with you. Thank you for spending this time with us. We will be with you for the next 3 days, celebrating 3 years, today, Carol just told us, 3 years today of the starting of the Quest right here, and we're going to share some exciting news with you by the end of this hour, so don't go anywhere. You want to hang around right here, but I need to let you know what we need from you. What we need from you is your participation in this hour, in all these hours, to make our goal. We really need to continue this work that the Holy Spirit is already doing, and He just wants you to be a part of it. Now, you can say, well, I don't want to be a part of it, and that's your call. You have a free will, but you're going to miss out. You really are going to miss out. The Lord, He has people out there that He's preparing to respond to this work, as Carol responded to this work, and He's preparing you, so you're hearing this message for a reason. If you're hearing this message right now, there's a reason for it. The Lord wants you to be a part of this work, so give us a shout, 470-508-1160, or give online at thequestatlanta.com. My name is Steve Smolskowski here with co-hosting with Rosalind Sullivan. Rosalind, are you excited yet?
I am. It's always great to be on the radio, and you never know who's listening either and from where, because I listen from the app every day from South Carolina. I'm a little partial to the Quest Atlanta. I've also listened from other countries as well. So download that app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere, without the worry of AM radio signals. There's generally always internet wherever you go these days, right? And we want to thank you for joining us. We want to thank the supporters of Catholic Radio, because we are listener supported. We do not receive funds from the diocese or the church, only our listeners, only those who love us and pray for us. Whether you're able to give in gift of money today or able to give in prayer, we appreciate all the gifts that we receive from our community and your support. So all in the glory of the kingdom, right? As we walk this walk, we talked about feeling called to do God's work, and that it's not easy and that we will be challenged. But we were hearing Carol's story of how we started the how she started the Quest, and how some of us joined her mission as well. She knew nothing about Catholic radio, nothing about radio in general. She was in the banking world, right?
That's right.
And to go from the banking world to Catholic radio when, if you ever come and visit, you know, there's screens, there's monitors, there's microphones. It's a much different world than banking. So, Carol, can we continue hearing a version of your story and tell us how she went to a conference and met the right people and asking lots of questions on how do you even get started with Catholic radio?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We were talking about looking for a station to purchase a station and talking to the broker. And I called, there was a gentleman that was looking for radio stations in Atlanta. So I called him and immediately, his name is Jim in Kansas City, and he picked up the phone and he immediately said, "Carol, why do you think God is calling you to start Catholic radio?" And I told him a little bit about the story that I told to the audience just now. And he said that the day that he met me at the conference, as I was walking toward him, he got a message. And the message said that he was going to help me, the woman walking in the room towards him, who he did not know, start Catholic radio in Atlanta. And he said, "I don't get messages." And so he said when I met him shortly thereafter, he didn't tell me because he told his wife that he was going to retire and that he knew if he was going to help start Catholic radio in Atlanta, he wasn't going to be able to retire. So he had to talk to her, and then she wasn't as convinced. And in the meantime, they were praying a novena, and he thought, what's the harm in looking at radio stations while we pray the novena?
Do you know what saint that was about by chance? I'm just curious. We're talking about saints this pledge drive. Saints, heroes for all time.
I don't know. I think they're very, very dedicated to it's the Holy Infant of Prague. So I'm guessing it might have been the Holy Infant of Prague. But anyway, within 30 days of we found a station within 30 days, and we were able to close on the radio station. We had a purchase agreement signed on Good Friday, which just happened also to be the Passover, and the seller of the radio station was Jewish. So that happened on Good Friday. And then...
sounds a bit providential.
Yes, it definitely was. Everything about this is providential. Started in the dining room of my house, and I just started inviting people I knew, or who would be good at this, or somebody would say, "Oh, you need to get Janice Givens to be involved." And so, you know, when Janice Givens gets involved, it's going to happen, right, Rosalind?
Absolutely. In this diocese, you know, instead of it's 6 degrees of separation to Janice Givens.
That's right. So Janice was so instrumental in every facet of it. The seller was ready to sell. He wanted to move. He wanted us to go ahead and lease the station until the FCC approved it. And so I was like, "No, we can't do that. We aren't ready to go on the air." And Jim, the mentor in Kansas, also Janice, said, "I think we should do this." So we ended up getting someone. We leased the station for a month for 6 months until the FCC approved it. And so we actually went on air on April 21st. And in that time, something that takes maybe 18 months to do, took, just a matter of a few months. I remember telling Janice back in January, prior to us going on live in May, that I thought that God wanted the radio station to be up and running before the end of the 100-year anniversary of Fatima. And Janice said, "Carol, that is just way too aggressive." And so we agreed that we'd go at God's pace. And at that point, everything sped up. We used to comment that we were having a hard time keeping up with the Holy Spirit. And it was amazing. We went on air on April 21st, 10 days after we signed the purchase agreement. And we were ready for a launch at the Eucharistic Congress, where tens of thousands of people, we were able to introduce the Quest to them. EWTN came to the Eucharistic Congress.
Yeah.
And they broadcasted live from the Congress in conjunction with us. And it was amazing. Yeah.
Well, April 21st.
April 21st.
2018. 2018.
So we leased it for 6 months and we purchased the station. We were able to raise money. You talk about, I had no background in raising money, and God just
provided.
He provided the people and the resources to make it happen so that we could close on that station purchase. And we had to get a loan to cover the rest of the expenses. Yeah.
Now, were you in the mode of trust or were you in the mode of fear?
Well, you know what? I kept saying I trusted. Jim, who, this is a good story. Jim, who was communicating with me daily via email, he would ask me to go do something and I would go do it. And then he would respond the next day. And so we had this email, this continuous communication via email. And one day I had sent him an email telling him about something and he sent back the response. And at the end of the email, he said, you know, this really isn't about starting Catholic radio in Atlanta. It's really about Carol learning to trust God. Mm-hmm. And wow, it really was about trusting God. God put everybody in the path to accomplish everything. He orchestrated the whole thing. I was in the middle of it, but I wasn't really doing anything.
Now, let me ask you to pause because we're asking our listeners about their trust in God and their trust in Catholic radio and allowing other listeners that don't know about the station to spread the word, to share in the mission of faith. And if you could donate today, it could be a one-time pledge. It could be a recurring pledge online but we also have a goal here, and we need your help to be able to make this goal. Each hour we were asking for $3,000. So we ask you to call in at 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. If you can't get to the phones right now, if you're driving and you get to a safe place, pull over and donate to thequestatlanta.com. This is Rosalind Sullivan. We're listening to Carol and her story of how she started The Quest Atlanta.
Well, I'd like to thank right now Diane. She called in and she gave a nice gift in honor of Carol. So Diane, thank you for that call. Paula also called in honor of Carol, of the work that Carol's doing here. So Paula, thank you for that. Lori called in honor of Carol as well. So lots of calls here in honor of Carol. Thank you so much for your pledge. Tina called in also, she gave an online gift, Tina. And Elizabeth also gave an online gift. So thank you. You can join Diane, Paula, Lori, Tina, and Elizabeth. You can give online at thequestatlanta.com or on the mobile app. Or again, call that number, 470-508-1160. We do have a goal this hour of raising $3,000. We've raised $1,330. And also the next $2,000 this hour is going to be matched dollar for dollar. So your $1, or it's also a challenge to you, a dollar for dollar challenge to you. If you give $1, the Quest gets $2. So the next $2,000 will be a challenge dollar. That is challenge dollars that are matched by you to help us double our dollars this hour. So give us a shout, 470-508-1160. And also a reminder that if you give at that monthly donor level, you're going to get the Quest mug and you're going to get your name in a drawing for some artwork. Also, if you give at the leadership gift level, there's some gift levels here that I want to share with you. A station guardian gift level is $100 per month or $1,200 per year. And that really helps continue the work here at the Quest. So if you want to consider that, $100 per month. You could also give at the dollar a day level, as we had who John gave earlier today. And that is a dollar a day club. That's a dollar a day. And Rosalind, what do you get for a dollar these days?
Maybe a pack of gum.
Yeah, maybe, but nothing much, as Tom Price would say.
You can't even get a Coke or even a water. How about that?
Right.
But
you can get souls being drawn to Christ for a dollar a day right here at the Quest. So a dollar a day, consider that, $360 a year. And you can give easily online, put it on a credit card. You can do it on your debit card. That helps us a lot because our bills here at the Quest are very regular. And so if your donations are very regular, it really helps us a lot. Also, you can give at the $25 a month level. That's $300 a year, and that's Share the Vision. Any of these levels you give, that monthly donor level, you're going to get a Quest mug and your name in a drawing for artwork. But if you want to give it that leadership level, so if the Lord has really, really blessed you and you really want to just give just generously to him at that $1,000 or higher level, that's considered a leadership gift. And if you give at that level, we're going to ring this bell. I'll give you right here. Here's Hudson. A little cowbell there, all right? We need some cowbell. We're going to need some cowbell today, all right? So give us a shout, and you can give it that leadership gift level. And then if you do, your name is going to be put into a drawing for two spots on a three-day EWTN all-expenses-paid pilgrimage. You'll get a chance to win that if you give it that leadership level, which is $1,000 or higher. So consider one of those levels. If you can't give it that level, we certainly would appreciate your gift at any level, but we want you to prayerfully consider giving a gift at 470-508-1160.
And I can tell you, I enjoy ringing the cowbell. You know, how many opportunities in your day do you get to ring the cowbell? So if you are blessed in any way, if you heard the Sunday readings of what it takes to get for man to get to heaven, we need to give of our gifts, of our talents. And earlier we heard from the Gospel of Luke about giving alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you. So if you look in today's readings in Luke 11, 37 through 41, we didn't plan that either. So we're asking you to give where you can, and you will be rewarded in heaven, right?
Absolutely. We'd also like to thank Mark and Eileen, who just called in, giving a very nice gift. So Mark and Eileen, thank you for that so much. And again, this is our Saint Heroes for All Time pledge drive here at The Quest. Going to be with you for the next 3 days talking about how the Holy Spirit is doing this work. And we're visiting right now with Carol Tira Smith, and she's telling that story. Rosin is kind of walking us through that that story with Carol. So continue the conversation here.
You know, Rosalind, I think, as we talk about this, the biggest thing is the impact. You know, when we talk about this journey, the thing is about trust in God, and really just, you know, all of us, I recognize my nothingness through all of this. There's no way I could have accomplished what has been accomplished to get this radio station, especially as quickly as it was accomplished. And so that's God. That's what God does. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And the reality is, since we've been on air, we receive so many testimonies about people whose lives have been changed, people whose marriages have been saved because of something that they heard on the radio, someone who's driving somewhere to help a person in need, and the whatever's on the radio station at the time says exactly what this person needed to hear to be able to support that woman that they were going to visit who's in need. You know, from the parents whose children are away from the faith, the stories of hope and conversion and reversion for their children that happen. We had at our last pledge drive, we had two different people that showed up during the pledge drive who had been listening to the Catholic radio station and that were not Catholic, but they felt drawn to the Catholic faith. And one of those people just joined RCIA this fall and is on the way to becoming Catholic. The other person continues on their journey. Another fun thing was during our first pledge drive, I guess right around our first anniversary of being on the air, a man called in and said that he wanted to become a founder. And they took the information for his donation. And after that, he said, I really want to convert. And he told him where he lived. And it just so happened that where he lived, the pastor for that parish was actually on the air that hour. And so lo and behold, after the pledge drive, the priest and this gentleman met, and the priest said, you know all about the faith. He'd been listening to the Catholic radio for a year, and he basically let him go ahead and come into the church that Easter, which just happened to be Easter Sunday, was our first year anniversary of being on air. So God is so good to give us those little winks to say, yes, this is what I wanted.
And those are those small affirmations that we need to hear sometimes when we're doubting, but yet, you know, people come into our lives and say something that we need to hear, or you know, we're presented with a situation that may be challenging, but yet We've got others around us that know, you know, like Carol said, she knew nothing about Catholic radio. And I think through our hands and feet, you know, I can't say I knew too much about radio, but here I am and I have a voice, and hopefully you guys are enjoying. Everybody has a story to tell, right? And this is Carol's story, and stories are powerful. So if you have a story of how Catholic Radio or the Quest has touched you, call in and share that. As well as our theme for this pledge drive is Saints, Heroes for All Time. Who is your favorite saint? I've been praying to Saint Rita, the patron saint of hopeless cases, but this also happens to be on the feast of Blessed Carlo Acutis, who is the patron saint of the internet gamers and Eucharistic miracles. So how fascinating is that, that it happens to be, is that coincidence, or is that, as they say, God incidence?
You know, Carlos, like you mentioned, Carlos, he loved the Eucharist, and we have adoration going on right now, and there are people in the chapel that are praying for you and praying for the success of our pledge drive. So if you just need to call in and submit a prayer request, we're happy to do it. Every day we pray, our team prays in the chapel during the Divine Mercy at 3:00, and also we have Mass at least once a week, and we pray or our listeners' intentions as well during that Mass. So,
if you're just joining us, this is The Quest, our pledge drive, Saints, Heroes for All Time. This is our fall pledge drive, and we sure appreciate your help. Give us a shout at 470-508-1160. My name is Steve Splunskowski. You're hearing the voices of Roslyn Sullivan and Carol Tiras-Smith. She is the executive director, the president? What's your title, Carol?
Well, I'm a volunteer, but my legal title is the president. So, you know, the Quest, the team, pretty much today, the majority of people are all volunteers. All of this has been accomplished through people just showing up and saying yes to God. So it's truly a miracle of what's been accomplished. We've grown so much, and that can't stay the same forever. But up to this point, we have done this mission with the generosity of individuals who've just come and shared their talents with the Quest.
And we sure appreciate you all of our listeners sharing your talents right now with us at 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or at thequestatlanta.com. Continue to help us do this work. And especially a special call out there to folks, if you haven't ever donated to the Quest yet, if you've been listening for the last 3 years, and you haven't ever donated to the Quest, you know, maybe it's time for you to join this family. We sure would love to have you be a part of the Quest family here. Give us a shout, 470-508-1160. The first date, April 21st, 2018, is a very special date. 3 years ago, this mission started. And also, April 21st is my birthday. So,
wow.
I like that day. That's a good day. It's also the founding of Rome. Okay, so here's the...
I was going to say, who's the patron... BC. Who's the patron saint of your birthday?
Yeah. Well, so my favorite saint actually is St. John Paul the Great. Although, as I mentioned before, St. Peter, I really love. There's so many great saints. St. Teresa of the Zoo. Just all of the saints who have really just stepped out in trust of the Lord. St. John of the Cross, in his struggle, still finding the Lord. And one of the things I guess I want to share with you, kind of a reflection on, and much of what St. John of the Cross talks about, we're a little afraid of his dark night of the soul, right? Because there's just the sense that the Lord is going to remove all joy, and so we can only find joy in him. But one of the things that one of his reflections is talking about, a lot of times in our lives, we go on a journey looking for the Lord, and we're going through this journey, and Carol, you were talking about your journey to Catholic Radio, and I have my own journey in Catholic Radio, journeying, trying to find the Lord. And so often, we're it's kind of like we're going through the jungle with machete, right? And we're just chopping a path, and we're going through all the weeds trying to find the Lord. In the meantime, the Lord is hovering overhead, as in kind of like a helicopter, and he's just looking for a place to land. So we're so busy trying to find him, and he's just saying, you don't have to look for me. I've been here the entire time. Just open a spot for me to land. And that's the invitation to having an interior life. That's the invitation to prayer. Sometimes we think the Lord wants us to just do stuff for him and go do stuff for him. And the majority of the time he's saying, I just want you to be with me. Just stop.
We're trying to be the Martha when we need to be the Mary. Right?
Yeah, he's saying, instead of chopping a path towards me, open a landing strip so that I can land, because I'm hovering overhead and I want to be with you. So, you know, it's so important that our work has to be a prayer, that we have to start in prayer. And, you know, one of the great images that St. Bernard of Clairvaux gives us is that image kind of a fountain. That a fountain is, you know, you got the different tiers in a fountain, the small bowl in the top followed by larger bowls. Well, the very top bowl is your interior life. It's my interior life, my life in the sacraments. If that's not filled, it's the next tiers in that fountain have nothing. So the top tier is myself. The next tier is my family. The next tier is the church. And then the biggest tier is the world. And unless that fountain overflows from each of those tiers, we've got nothing. And that's why in this work of evangelization, we kind of dry up sometimes and die because we don't fill our lives with prayer. Mm-hmm. And so you can't give what you don't have. So open up your life to the Lord in prayer. And even before you make that phone call, say, Lord, what do you want me to do? Well, here's what I can do. No. Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful. Enkindle in the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And you shall renew the face of the earth. Let the Holy Spirit guide your fingertips and guide your heart, and give what he wants you to give, not what we want you to give. Give a shout, 470-508-1160. We have a few minutes to the top of the hour, and we're in studio here with Carol Tierra-Smith and Roslyn Sullivan. My name is Steve Sponskowski. Just a couple minutes left. Carol, what would you like to share with our listeners?
Again, I think it's all about the mission. You know, we're all called to evangelize, and a lot of us, as Catholics, we have a little bit of a hard time with that. And so we are called to share the good news that Christ is the answer to all of our problems, and to turn our lives over to him. And just, you know, to be able to share the joy in your life and why you're so full of hope. So I think that's what it's all about, and that's what Catholic Radio is all about. You know, you can be a part of it, even if you can't be on the radio, or you can't teach a Bible study class or teach a catechism class. You can be a part of the new evangelization just by donating to the Quest. And many people have, and because of their generosity, we're able to hear the stories that we hear about people that's lives are changed and brought closer to Christ through this mission.
That's right, 470-508-1160. You're just hearing the voice of Carol Tierra-Smith. This is our pledge drive, and you also can give online at thequestatlanta.com. Carol, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Roslyn.
Folks,
thanks.
We're going to leave that phone number open for over the top of the hour. We'll give you an update at the next hour, how things are going. Saints, heroes for all time, right here at The Quest. You are listening to AM 1160, The Quest, East Point, Atlanta. AM 1160, The Quest. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.